it officially to order at 5:35 p.m. We do have a short agenda, board members, but I want to say that with the caveat of be prepared for next month in June, because that's our budget, that's our LCAP, that's our ELOP plan. That's like all the boring administrative kind of stuff. So
boring.
Well, I'm sorry, not boring.
It's so exciting.
Well, it's not like the kids, you know what I mean? It's not like you don't share with what you're doing. It's more the the templated CDE stuff. I'll say it like that. I'll say it like that. Budgets can be exciting, though, for some of us, though, but they're a little more drier. So, okay, with that said, I will move on to if I have an approval of tonight's agenda.
So move, Dixie.
Dixie, I have a first. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
That was Lily. I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion?
No.
Hearing none, I'm going for the roll call. Well, I think I still have to do the roll call vote. Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Motion carries with three votes, three roll call votes. Any public comment in El Centro?
Not that I heard of. Ms. Holder, has anybody stepped up?
Yeah, we have one, but do you have any comments?
Come on over.
Can go around?
No, you can just stand right there.
Okay.
I think it spins, but I don't know how to do that.
We're good.
Okay.
Yeah, see, we're both here, so
okay. Hi, Lorena Holder, kindergarten teacher in Bellington. I just wanted to make an announcement on behalf of Julia, who is our sixth grader at the Spelling Bee in DC. She has made it to the quarterfinals. So tomorrow is going to be the big day. So there's still semifinals and then the finals.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's impressive. Yeah. It's really
cool.
Yeah.
The words that she's getting is, I don't even know what they are.
Yeah.
So she's doing great.
That's we're reading.
Good.
Thank you.
And I think you can access that through the Scholastic Spelling Bee channel. So if you want to watch any of that, I know they started 3 hours earlier than we did today, but I know Julia had a Russian term that she got very, very well. So she's doing great.
Awesome. That's awesome. And I know that we talked about coordinating a board driven celebration for her. So I know that our next board meeting is really technically after school ends, but perhaps Bill, you and I can talk about even doing so, if she'd be willing to maybe come back to school a couple days later and then we can do something for her.
Definitely. I'll talk to her about that.
Yeah. I'm curious to hear how she likes DC.
Yeah.
Very different than West Coast, huh?
Yep.
Thank you, Ms. Holder. Any public comment on San Bernardino's behalf?
No, no one's here.
All right. With that, I will transition then on to the approval of the minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Carla, do I have a second?
A second, Dixie.
I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'm going for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Motion passes with three roll call votes. The next one is again approval so that we can submit the SB 740 application. This comes to you every year. It's our standard application. It's our reimbursement for our facilities. It's a special grant that's permitted to charter schools. And for some of the board members that have been with us for a really long time, it is the one that they allocate a certain amount of funding to. And then based on the number of applications, they either increase your funding or they decrease your funding. However, it does help both schools to the tune we have such a small operating budget to begin with. It works out to about $200,000 for El Centro and about a little bit over $100,000 for San Bernardino. So with that, the application is due on June 2nd. It's a pretty standard application because we apply for it every year. We have to put in our name and the name of the school and that we certify to meeting. One of their requirements is that we have 55% free reduced lunch, which we meet. So without any questions, can I have a motion to go ahead and submit that application?
Motion to submit.
Second.
Carla, yes. I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, motion carries. I'll do the roll call vote. Lily?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
And Dixie?
Yes.
Motion carries with three roll call votes. We did, we have a long history with this, with funding. So it's very important to the schools. So thank you. Next is our approval of our initial bargaining proposal. Board members, a couple months ago, I believe Ballington Education Association has presented to you their initial proposal. And then last board meeting, I presented to you our initial proposal on behalf of management. We did meet with Ballington Educators Association a couple weeks ago to begin, I want to say, our kickoff of our initial negotiations. However, before we can really begin to move forward on any of this, we have to officially adopt our initial proposal. And then once we adopt that, then we do have our negotiations scheduled again. I believe we have one for tomorrow, actually. So if I can have a motion to approve our initial Sunshine bargaining proposal presented to you at our last board meeting.
A motion to approve, Dixie.
I have a first. Do I have a second?
I second. Billy.
I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll go for the roll call vote. Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
And Carla?
Yes.
Motion passes with three roll call votes. Thank you, board members. Moving into information items, this is more of an FYI for you. We did receive word that Ballington San Bernardino is going to be part of a special education audit. To give you some context, Ballington San Bernardino is part of the overall school district for purposes of special education. So they provide all of our special education. They maintain all of our special education funding. And in accordance with that, they provide us all of the services. Them as a district were selected to have a special education audit, and part of that is really looking at minutes and services to make sure students are getting what they're supposed to be getting in their IEPs. As part of that, they also selected some of their charter schools, since a lot of their charter schools are part of their district for purposes of special education. Ballington Academy was one of those. Ultimately, we have, I believe, three students that we were identified, and we'll be required to submit all of their service records again. It is really being facilitated by the school district, since they're our primary SELPA for purposes of special education. Our role is really, though, is just providing them the service record. So that is something that is coming up. Shannon, do you want to weigh in? I know it's kind of a very simple process, but.
It is. We weren't selected for audit for any particular reason. It's very random. And we actually just finished what they call a small school review. And all the small schools went through it. And so I'm actually pretty familiar with some of the things they're talking about. We already got the selection of students. And what they're, the only thing they're looking at is the number of minutes of service that their IEP calls for, and comparing that to the number of minutes of service that they actually received. And we're only looking at three students, so it's not a huge task.
And again, in this instance, all of those services are provided by their district. So in a sense, they're just asking for our support in getting them their records, but essentially it's all their staff that do these services. Any questions for that? Just more of an FYI. The next one is exciting. I'm going to share with you, I think, long awaited and lots of discussions at the board level for this one. I'm going to send it over to you, Bill, though, to talk about the playground. I think we touched a little bit on it last time, but now I think it's fully in operation.
Yes, today was the last piece of the climbing wall that was put up there. Does Joe have my PowerPoint? Joseph? Hello?
He's not here.
There you go.
Okay. I call this at long last a Ballington Academy playground, a long time coming. It's been 9 years. Next slide. Basically, we've been able to access some funding. We've developed an actual climbing program in our ACES program and our ELOP program, so that in order to do that, we had to create a space for it. So you can see that we have stage identified areas now in our playground. So we have a third through sixth grade climbing wall, which is there. Next picture. As you can see, a little bit closer there to the back, this is a side view. Next piece, please. We also were able to build a second through sixth grade agility climbing and slide playground. So this is now on our structure. Next, also we created a TK kindergarten park, which is again climbing wall and agility and some drums for the arts. So we were able to create this space, and there it is a little bit closer so that you can see. Along with this, we're working on creating an outdoor learning environment. So this is the beginning of a quiet seating area, but we want to expand that a little bit in the future, because often Mr. Jones, when he deals with his engineering class, he takes the classes outside. He does a unit on erosion, and the kids go outside to learn. So I want to create a nice little space for that as well. So this is the beginning of that outside of his door so that he can be to do that. And of course, there's the view from the end where the children said, huzzah, huzzah. next slide. And of course, next up is more shade. We have a art gallery coming up soon, next week, and we will be raising funds for that, as well as to move we have a gate where we open up to deliveries and such. So we had to move that. So we're going to be moving that. So we've been, we have some money in the account for that. And then we will be also creating shade space for that. So it's a very exciting thing to have a space for the children, and then also to create an outdoor learning environment as well for them. So I'm very happy to see it. And there it is.
Well, what a difference from when we opened, huh?
Yeah, I think, I dropped the gauntlet last year when I made the choice to get rid of, to re-asphalt it, because too many people were scuffing their feet and everything like that. So I wanted to make a show that, we're going to take this seriously. And thankfully, we were able to do so. And it's very exciting. It's a very exciting thing to have that. The children are playing the heck out of it.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great, right?
Yeah, she looks.
So take time to look at it, okay, before you leave.
Yeah, definitely. Very, very exciting. I'm sure the kids were just thrilled. Very thrilled.
Yeah, I've been here long enough that I've got relatives who went through the school who are now aunts of some of the children that go here now. And one of the girls is telling me, my aunt said that, he's been saying that for the longest time. I don't believe him. I mean, could you imagine that? You know, an aunt now is telling, no. So
it was
good to see. And, you know, people are real happy. You know, the kids are happy about it. You know, they're really grateful. And, you know, it's so good to see. And hopefully we'll grow on that and create an outdoor environment as well for science and everything. So that's the next step.
Absolutely. I know the playground has had a long history. Many feedback from parents, from students, from yes.
Every survey.
Every survey. We need a playground. We need a playground. So this is very exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Any other comments, board members?
No.
Okay. Oh. Nope. Oh. No, that was a no, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, then I will move on to our discussion item for this evening, and that is AB 1078. Thank you, Miss Lily. Lily, I think you brought it to us, and really wanted to bring this topic forward. I will give my best to give kind of a summary of what I understand it to be. As well as I tried to provide that to you in your board packet as also. As always, there's several bills and several proposed legislation that goes before our state. And this happens to be one of them. This one has to do with instructional materials and the ability to approve or disapprove certain types of instructional materials. Currently, the state law is such where that really the instructional materials are driven mostly by local control and local control decisions. What is being proposed is that this that the law steps in and eliminates basically local control and would require each school district to get approval or permission from the California State Board of Education to remove specific books or certain instructional materials. And really that I think is the crux of this quote unquote proposed legislation, is really where the control should lie. Should it really lie at the local level, or should it really go up to the state level? And should the state have the ability to weigh in and provide approval or disapproval of the removal of instructional materials? So I hope I gave a good summary. It's probably very high level. It hasn't passed yet to my knowledge. Last I checked on it, it was still in the reading stages. I think at this point though, that probably summarizes certain parts of it isn't applicable to Ballington Academy because we do not have a high school within our school system. But any questions, board members, on kind of my high level summary?
No, actually not, but I have a comment on, you know, looking at other states like Florida and Texas. It's absolutely crazy what's going on there. You know, one parent can just withhold a book. It's totally crazy. So, I mean, I know the board really can decide and stuff, but I think the state really should be involved too.
Yeah, I think that, you know, our stance has always been we follow curriculum. You know, we follow the state and we follow the law. And really, at this point, we kind of thought it was premature to weigh in on it because it isn't a passed legislation yet. But ultimately, from a very high level and very general approach, you know, we follow the curriculum. And that's something that really we use as our guiding point at this point. That definitely hot topic. So I did look up whether or not, because I was curious, you know, where Charter School Association landed on this. And they're not opposing it, and they're not for it. I think they're just kind of laying back and kind of watching how things land on it. Any other thoughts?
Doesn't look like it.
No. Okay. All right. I know. I can say that I'm speaking probably from behalf of the principals too. We did have a discussion earlier, and I hopefully summarized it well for everybody on kind of our approach and our take.
Oh, you did. Thank you.
Hey, you are welcome. Okay. I promised a short meeting. I did. I promised a really short meeting. With the intent of probably a very long meeting next time, board members. So I appreciate your patience with us for our next board meeting. With that, any board closing comments?
When are you guys going to have the graduation?
San Bernardino is Monday the 12th. Kindergarten is at 8:30 and fifth grade is at 10.
God, I wish I remembered. That's a Miss Dora question. I'm not going to lie to you. I think if you ask Miss Holder, she'll tell you. I think it's the last day of school, which I don't have in my mind because I don't remember days. So ask Miss Holder.
June 13th.
Thank you. Woo, June 13th.
So it's basically going to be all day, just take yes. one grade after another.
Okay, sounds good to me. Ask Miss Holder, she knows.
Then sixth grade is at 10 or 10:30.
Right, so you're first and they're next.
Okay.
And it's just yep. kindergarten.
Yes.
Oh,
that's it.
Just two questions.
For graduation.
Oh.
Yeah, kinder and sixth.
Promotion, right?
Yeah. If I may, I actually have another event that I'd like to invite the board to. We on June 9th, it's a Friday, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., we are having a show out for summer art and book festival. Each class is creating a booth based on a book that they did that year. And, you know, there'll be little games at each booth and things like that. And we're having a barbecue and a DJ. And then that's outside. And then in the building, we're having an art show. The entire back hallway will be filled with student artwork that they completed this year. And so far, we have RSVPs from two San Bernardino City board members, as well as a commitment from our local newspaper to come and cover the event. So we would love to see you.
When is that going to be?
Friday, June 9th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Are you going to be cooking ribs and things like that?
Well, I'm not doing the cooking, but yes.
Wow. You need the extra chef?
The El Centro is going to have something too, art gala on June 7th
for yes.
30.
Yes, and that's where we will be selling or auctioning off student art. And again, the proceeds will go to the Shade and to the moving of the gate so that we can complete our playground project, you know. And I know Miss Guzman and all the teachers have been working hard to create things for that. So, you know, if you're there for that, come on by. You know, I outbid somebody a couple of years back and they're still mad at me. So that'll be quite an event too.
Board members, would it be helpful? What I can do is I can get a running list since we have so many events over the next month or so, and then I can kind of send that out to you so you have it all on one spot, and then you can kind of select which ones you're able to go to or maybe zoom into, huh?
Yeah, actually, I went on the website and trying to look for graduation days and some other, you know, events, but there's nothing there. Is that, can we have put something on the website?
Yes, yes. Good idea. Good idea. We can do that.
Did I send your Facebook page going to? I thought I saw something like, was it the El Centro Ballington?
Yeah, I'll check with Miss Thelma. I thought we put something on there, but I'll check tomorrow, okay?
I thought I saw it pop up on my
Events?
Not events, just like a current updated Facebook page for Ballington. Like it popped up on my Facebook.
I know that there is a Facebook page that San Bernardino contributes to. We post videos and things like that.
Maybe, but it was very current.
Yeah.
That might be the one that we work on.
Okay, well, sounds great.
Good.
Right.
I can't believe the year is almost over. It's like, holy moly.
Every year goes faster than the one before.
Wow, amazing, isn't it? Oh, I'll be so glad to put this one in the books, you know? It's been quite a year. It's been a good year. It's been a busy year. Kids have worked hard. Teachers, I can't tell you how hard they've worked this year to keep it all together. So again, I just want to say thank you to all that they do, because it really is amazing. And I want you all to know that they're spot on every day working hard. So thank you to my teachers.
Yeah, definitely.
We've had some challenges as well. So definitely, thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but the year has flown by. It's hard to believe. I feel like with some of our deadlines, I feel like we have a couple more months, and it's like, oh no, we don't. It's now. It's now. We got to get it out now.
Yeah, and we're not done with that yet. So I'll be looking at deadlines tomorrow. To take care of that before June 30th, okay?
Absolutely. All right, board members, if there are no further comments or remarks, I will work on putting together a schedule of events for you, and then we can even just post that on the website as well. And then I look forward to our next board meeting is June 20. That one will be... full of administrative items. So I appreciate your patience with us at the next board meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I will formally or officially adjourn at 6:02.
Thank you, Ms. Doreen.
Thank you. Hope everyone has a great night.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Be safe.
Good night.
Good night.
Ballington does have an updated.
Yeah,
so they included our little mini talent and the mini.